It's on Second Thought. I'm Tony Harris in for Celeste Headlee. South Fulton is Georgia's newest city, but one of its recently elected councilmen says the local media couldn't care less. In a recent letter to the editor of Georgia Poll, Khalid Kamau charges news outlets with a bias against the African-American community. He offers this commentary.
On Tuesday, April 18, 2017, residents of South Fulton elected a mayor and city council. Georgia's newest municipality, South Fulton, is also the state's largest in 100 years. Over 100,000 people and 107 square miles, just 25 square miles smaller than our state's capital. In just 5 months, through a special election and a runoff, residents sifted through over 70 candidates to select its 7 council members and mayor. You may have missed this event entirely if you do not subscribe to the South Fulton Neighbor or some social media group that follows South Fulton. With the exception of 11 Alive's news story on my campaign, the result of me badgering every reporter in my phone book, local television news did not report the new city of South Fulton, did not report on any of the elections or debates or candidates running, declined invitations to over 30 town halls and forums held in the last 3 months of the election alone. Yet, when a toddler was shot in a drive-by shooting in a South Fulton's Pointer Ridge subdivision, just 2 nights after our election, reporters from WSB2, CBS 46, and Fox 5 all came out and stayed for hours covering the story. Anyone watching local news would think South Fulton suffered the highest crime rate in Atlanta, and they'd be wrong. That distinction belongs to Buckhead. However, like the South Side of many American cities, the percentage of Black and brown residents in Atlanta's South Side, in South Fulton, is far higher than Atlanta's North Side or the producing staff of any of Atlanta's newsrooms. The implicit bias of those who produce news stories about African Americans is a well-documented fact. This stereotyping does more than hurt our feelings. It hurts our property values. It hurts our ability to attract employers, new residents, and entertainment venues. The new city of South Fulton is a historic event and a newsworthy one, as evidenced by national coverage from The Nation, The Guardian, and The Huffington Post. If Atlanta's major news outlets cannot learn to paint a full picture of South Fulton's humanity, we will be forced to teach them by creating media outlets of our own and boycotting those only interested in showing us at our worst.
That was South Fulton Councilman Khalid Kamau. If you have some thoughts, share them with us. Give us a call at 404-500-9457, or you can post to Twitter at OST Talk.